Harper Audio presents Awakening the Entrepreneur Within, How Ordinary People Can Create Extraordinary Companies. Written and read by Michael E. Gerber.
Preface. If man knew that he never ceases creating, even for an instant, he would realize through the presence of God within himself, he could purify his miscreations and thus be free from his own limitations. Godfrey Ray King, Unveiled Mysteries. Books are born just like a business is born, in the imagination. Books are sired by the imagination, mothered by the heart, then nurtured by the intellect. In the end, the book is born, not created. The audiobook that follows is just such a birth. It has come into being to live its life among you. But truth be told, it has been alive in me for many, many months. Indeed, for years. It contains a secret that each of you must discover for yourself. What it feels like to come alive in someone else's mind, in someone else's heart. A secret I, the author of this book, intend to share with you as it has been shared with me. The secret of dreaming a new life into the world. Whether that life is a book, or a business, or a new relationship, doesn't really matter. Whatever it becomes is a product of your imagination and your heart and your willingness to let go. Once you've done your part, you can settle back and wait to see what happens. Oh, and did I mention love? This audiobook is a product of love. It is my gift to you, worthy listener, if you wish to know the truth about starting your own business. That you're doing it for the right reason does not have to be true. It rarely is true. Your desire is enough. Listening to this book will be fueled by your desire, just as writing it was fueled by mine. As you listen to this audiobook, it will begin to pick up heat from your imagination, and it will become a story you don't dare stop until you've finished it. This audiobook is a great story. And now you are listening to it, and my work is done. Your desire is enough, just as my desire was. This is an audiobook about desire, the love of what you are feeling right now, deep down in your heart. There is a secret waiting for you in this audiobook. It's called the Dreaming Room. Enjoy it, savor it, eat it up for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Good dreaming. Michael E. Gerber, Chief Dreamer, in the Dreaming Room, Carlsbad, California, January 1st, 2008. Introduction. For once you are going to hear a dream that I have made sound. I dreamt all this. Never could my poor head have invented such a thing purposely. Richard Wagner. Over the past 30 years, I have worked intensively on the subject of entrepreneurship with tens of thousands of owners of small, medium, and large companies around the world, trying to discover why people start companies, why so few succeed, what those that do succeed have in common, and what lessons others can learn from the dialogue I've been engaged in with these owners. During that time, I have recorded my findings in 7 e-myth books, all of which speak about the general conclusion I have reached in the process, that people who start a business are not the entrepreneurs we all believe them to be, but are what I have come to call technicians suffering from an entrepreneurial seizure. Thus, in the titles of my books, such as The E-Myth, Why Most Small Businesses Don't Work and What to Do About It, E-Myth stands for the entrepreneurial myth, the end product of which is most often a business and life disaster. The E-Myth says that technicians suffering from an entrepreneurial seizure believe that because they understand how to do the work of the business they intend to start, they are automatically gifted with an understanding about how to build and grow a business that does that work. In my E-Myth books, I call that the fatal assumption. Fatal because most small businesses that start that way fail that way. By believing that running a business is all about work, most small businesses don't work. The people who start, run, and attempt to succeed in them do work hard, but inevitably fail. And as the E-Myth says, most businesses and the people who start them fail because they're doing the wrong work. I call this work doing it, doing it, doing it. The work of being the business rather than building a business. After teaching, coaching, training, and mentoring over 60,000 small business clients in the E-Myth methods, mindset, and E-Myth process for changing that condition into one that works, I've discovered that everything we have taught our clients at E-Myth, while essential for growing a business once you've begun it, isn't nearly essential enough. What happens in a small and growing business after it's been started is only one small piece of the puzzle. It's what happens before one starts a business that's the key and most essential ingredient to business success. The realization that I've come to is that the true startup of a business is what happens before you start up. It's what I have come to call in this audiobook and in the work I am currently doing in the Dreaming Room, the startup is you.